The young postman, Tour de France. Well, well.
Mr. Postie, Mr. Postie. Think about winter in the sun. How come you never told me she was going away? Oh, oh. Young postman, make things fine.
Morning, Sue.
Hello, Brian.
What are you up to?
Oh, nothing. Just sorting a few letters.
Where's Derek?
He's gone out in the van. He said he wanted to be alone.
Oh. Is he all right?
Oh, he'll be fine. It's a difficult time for him. I mean, you know what he's like. Oh, hang on a minute.
What's that?
This letter is addressed to Katie Puckley.
Wow. The woman that won a competition to present the word.
Mm.
Hey, I wonder who it's from.
It's got an American stamp on.
Oh, it's a pity we're not allowed to read it. I'd love to know something about Katie's private life.
Wait a minute, Brian. I've got an idea. You keep an eye out for Mr. Tilbury, and I'll pretend to be working while you open Katie's letter and read it to me.
Right. Here we are. Dear Katie, what on earth has happened to you? It's been months since you even phoned. Ooh. Don't expect any more of your favourite pecan pie, which is a popular dessert here in America. I may be old, but I still have my pride. Yours, Granny Puckrick. Oh, no. I bet Katie's been too busy to write since she got famous and she's been unable to keep up with all her correspondence.
Don't be ridiculous, Brian. It's her own fault. Oh, relatives may be a nuisance, but they have feelings, just like anyone else.
Hello, Derek.
Hi.
Oh. Did you enjoy driving around in the van?
Suppose so.
Is something the matter?
Oh, I feel so alone, like I've got no one to care for me.
Oh, no. Here's Mr. Tilbury.
I've got my eye on you lot, and don't you forget it.
Is there a problem, Mr. Tilbury?
I must admit, lad, I admire your nerve. I know what's what. However many may be in the palm of your hand down at the Woolpack. Someone broke into the back shed last night and tampered with a grey loom. It doesn't take a genius to work out who, and it doesn't take a genius to work out why. This is a warning, Ramsbottom. We'll break you yet. And when we do, I just hope you like the smell of the workhouse.
I think Mr. Tilbury's trying to tell me something.
Oh, Derek, for God's sake. Just because you're not in a relationship at the moment doesn't give me the right to keep whinging all the time.
Sue's right, Derek. There's no point dwelling on the fear and insecurity of being single. Come and have a game of pool in the canteen. Take your mind off things. Come on, you'll feel much better. Yes!
Good shot, Brian!
Oh, no.
Oh, don't be like that, Derek. You might win it back off me one day. Shall I set them back up again?
Brian, I got that watch for my birthday.
Wait a minute, you two. I think it's time for the sports report on the radio. We should catch the early stages of the Tour de France.
Someone's talking in my ear. It's been another very difficult day in these early rounds of the Tour de France. More riders than ever this year, of course, most of them cycling up very steep mountains in very tight lycra clothing. More news about that as we have it. The race, of course, extremely demanding physically, requires months of training, but somehow rather sad because hardly anybody cares who wins. More news about that as we have it.
No one cares about the Tour de France anymore.
No, it's no longer an impressive media spectacle, Brian. I mean, there are no strong personalities that people can relate to.
Hmm.
I mean, the sport has singularly failed to produce names of the calibre of Bernardino.
You're so right, Sue. This lacklustre coverage would never have happened in Bernard's day.
Who's Bernardino?
Oh, really, Derek? I'm not surprised you can't find anyone to go out with that attitude. I mean, Bernard won the coveted Maillot Jaune a staggering 8 times.
Wait a minute, you two. I've had an idea. Listen, why don't we persuade Bernard Hinault to leave retirement and give the Tour de France the publicity boost it so desperately needs?
Oh, I'm sorry, Brian. I'm sorry.
I'm just not up to it at the moment. Besides, what if Mr. Tilbury finds out? He's got it in for me, as it is.
Don't be so selfish, Derek.
Come on, Derek, it'll be amazing. Bernard will win the Tour de France and it will all be because of us. If we hurry, we can just catch the ferry to the continent. There's no time to lose. The whole future of professional cycling is probably at stake.
Yes.
Well, here we are at the ferry.
This is a nightmare. What if someone recognises us?
Look, Derek, if you really cared about the Tour de France, then you wouldn't be dreaming up all these petty excuses.
Wait a minute, you two. Derek's given me a brilliant idea. Let's disguise ourselves as interrailers. That way no one will want to talk to us and we can make our escape to France completely unchallenged.
Brilliant!
It'll never work, Brian. It'll never work. No one will believe us.
They will, Derek, they will. It's easy. Look, just do as I say. Roll up your trousers to look like a silly pair of shorts.
Oh, right.
Right. Put on this rucksack full of pate and Penguin classics you've never read. Each hold a half-empty bottle of dirty water.
Oh,
nice. One more thing. Remember to sit on the floor all the time and talk about socialism and how you've got no money.
I think if you look at Gramsci's later work, you'll find a much more ambivalent attitude to the integrity of artistic expression. Right, this is fantastic. We're fooling everyone completely.
Are you sure we have to sit on the floor for the whole crossing, Brian?
Sue, don't look. Two real interrailers are coming over towards us. Just keep quiet. Let me do the talking.
Hi. Do you mind if we sit here too?
Oh, feel free, comrades. We're all brothers under the skin.
Yeah. Pleased to meet you. I'm Graham, Chancery.
Hi.
Aren't the police bastards?
Melinda Blackstard. Nice shorts. Yeah. I respect that.
They were really cheap. I haven't got any money.
Oh, God. We're both absolutely skint. Yeah. We've got 11 pence to last us until we get to Egypt.
Are you all students? I bet you're all amazing people. Graham and I are both completely mad.
Mad as a fence. Yeah. Don't you think the police are bastards, though? Could I have some of your water?
Sure.
Oh, tart. So, what do you think of my beard?
What beard?
Oh, yeah. Hey, must dash. I've got to go and fall asleep in the toilet. Sayonara.
Ciao.
God, that was close.
Do you think the neural's a postman?
I thought they were quite nice, actually.
Hey, wait a minute, you two. The steward's coming over to talk to us. I knew this dressing up as interrailers would get us into trouble.
Message for you, Mr. Dobson.
Brian, what does it say?
It's an invitation to dinner. We've been invited to dine with the captain, just like in the films.
Am I invited?
We're all invited.
But it's only a half-hour crossing.
Derek's right. We'd better make the most of it. Let's not keep the captain waiting.
No.
Yes.
Hello there. I'm Captain Mapplethorpe. How do you do?
This is Brian.
Hello. Hi.
And Derek.
Yeah.
And I'm Sue.
Enchanted to meet you, Sue.
Wow, serviettes and everything. This is all really impressive.
I do very much hope this dinner party is a success. I've been worrying about it all morning. It's so important to find the right combination of guests.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's one error and the whole thing could so easily be a disaster.
Well, I think it's a wonderful dinner party.
Oh, you're too kind. Now, we're just waiting for... here she is now.
Hi, guys.
Katie Parkrick!
I've always wanted to come to one of your cute British dinner parties. Captain M, how the heck are you? And who are those gorgeous guys? Don't tell me. Are you some kind of postal workers?
I drive the delivery van, actually.
You're kidding! Don't you think that's incredibly sexual? Sitting up there with your letters and all? Tell me about it.
I don't believe this, Brian. Katie's flirting with me just like she does with the film stars on the word.
She's outrageous.
I think I'm falling in love.
Katie, darling, you're always such a live wire. Is fish and chips all right for everyone?
Absolutely, Skipper. I love your British fried food. Give me a bucket of mackerel any day. Know what I mean?
What's she talking about?
Quiet, Brian. I think it's some sort of sexual innuendo.
So, anyway, Katie, How's your grandmother in America?
Oh, how awful. An awkward silence. I knew it. This dinner party is going to be an utter disaster.
What exactly do you mean by that?
Sue. Oh, I was just wondering whether you managed to keep in touch with her since she became so famous and everything.
Oh.
I'm sorry, everyone, but I really do think it's wrong of Katie to take such a frivolous attitude.
Excuse me. You simply have no idea, do you? Simply no idea, Sue. I'm here to tell you that it's not as easy as it looks when you're up there in front of the camera with no script and a whole bunch of pop stars to interview. It's no walk in the park, lady. I can tell you that for nothing. So, if I happen to let my correspondent slip once in a while, for one, that's my business. For two, no one should be surprised because it's exactly what would happen to them if they were in my shoes.
Oh, God.
Brian, this is awful. She's touched an incredibly raw nerve and ruined the dinner party.
Katie, look, I'm not sure what Sue meant. Anyway, it's not too late to make amends with your grandmother. Look, I hardly ever write to my family and I'm just a postman.
Really?
Of course. Derek and I both think you're really wonderful, don't we, Derek?
I think you're smashing.
Oh, guys, that's so kind of you. Mwah!
Ah, here we are at the coast of La Belle France. Thank you all so much for coming. The dinner party has been an enormous success. Oh, I suppose I should be getting back to the bridge. Thank you all so much for coming.
Well, here we are in France, home of soft cheeses.
It's not very different, is it?
Well, don't worry about that, Derek. European countries are often a big disappointment. Mm.
Do you think we'll ever see Katie again?
I shouldn't think Katie wants to waste her time with you, Derek.
But you did give her my address, didn't you?
Derek, we haven't got time for all this nonsense. We have to find Bernardino in time to win the Tour de France. I mean, we don't even know where he lives.
Perhaps we should ask someone in a typically French cafe.
Oh, hang on, you two. I've got an idea. I'll hail this taxi.
Where to, love?
We'd like to go to Bernardino's house, please, and step on it.
Bernardino? I don't really want to be going out as far as Lyon at this time of night.
Oh.
All right. I must be a saint. Either that or plain stupid. Hop in.
Thanks. Bernardino, here we come!
Get out of it! I had that Charles Aznavour in the back once. He was sitting just where you are. Lovely man. Lovely with children. So, you Robin?
We're postmen, actually.
Postmen? This is the Eiffel Tower here, by the way. My nephew's a postman. Lovely bloke, my nephew. Fantastic with children. Two kids, lovely wife. I've got a photo of them. Here, look.
Yeah.
That's me with the cross on. Be civil. What about this bloody mitter on then, eh? This where Joan of Arc was born. I'll be glad to see the back of him, I can tell you. What a bleeding liability. Here we are, the Alps. This is Bernard's Manor. Mine, there you go. That'll be 80,000 francs. Cheer up, mate, it might never happen.
Wow, the majestic French Alps.
Yeah, and look over there, a typically alpine chalet.
Come on, let's go and knock.
Bernard! He looks a bit familiar.
I've never seen you before in my life. I'd be grateful if you would respect my privacy and leave me in peace. Zooter law.
Oh, come on, Brian. Come on, it's not too late to go back and try and find Katie.
Don't be fooled by Bernard's typically Gallic temperament. French people are often rude to visitors without any reason.
Wait a minute, Brian. It's not that at all. all. We're still wearing our interraining clothes.
Oh, no wonder.
That's right. I mean, Bernard assumed we were social pariahs who got cheap travel while everyone else has to pay to work.
Quick, you two, out of the disguises. Before we know it, we'll be sharing some soft cheese in Bernardino's kitchen. Are you feeling a bit better now, Derek?
Yes, a little bit.
It's never a good idea to eat too much of that stuff. I never touch it myself, especially since I've been a washed-up cyclist.
Oh, don't say that, Bernard. You are the greatest the world has ever known.
And you still can be.
Yes.
That's very kind of you, Brian. I'm sure you mean well, all of you, but I'm afraid my cycling days are well and truly over. I retired at just the right time. It's always best to leave when you're at the top. That way people always respect your achievements. No one wants to see their hero humiliated when they're past their prime. No, the sport's moved on. It's time to let the young ones have their chance. That's why I've taken up the violin.
Fine, Bernard. That's fine. Well, we'll just be off then, shall we? After coming all this way, we'll just turn around, head back to Swansden Central Sorting Office and try and forget that we ever did anything to help Bernardino, a man who needed us more than he could ever know. Well, let's do that, shall we? But let me tell you one thing. I, for one, will feel that a chance was missed here this afternoon. A chance of something different. A chance for a few people to really help one another and carve a little bit of sense out of the eternal misery and waste of human existence. But I was wrong. Forget it. Forget it, Bernard.
Sorry, Pet. Were you talking to me? I wasn't concentrating.
Oh, for God's sake! Give that ridiculous thing to me!
The hell?
Sue! This time you've gone too far. You can't just go riding roughshod over people the whole time. You've got to learn that. I'm sorry, Bernard. But you have to realise that we all feel very strongly about this. It's not just for your sake either. You have to think of the wider picture. What really matters is not individual pride, but the future of a minor international sport.
I suppose you're right, Brian. To tell you the truth, I just hadn't looked at it like that.
Well, I mean, it's not going to happen overnight, though, Bernard. I mean, you'll need intensive training.
And some tight lycra clothing.
I'm willing to give it a try. What have I got to lose?
That's the spirit, Bernard. We start first thing tomorrow morning. What a beautiful morning. You can see for miles from here.
I don't believe this. What's he doing now?
He says he can't make a proper start because he's had a full English breakfast.
Sorry, I'm a bit late. Ooh, these shorts don't half pinch a bit. Zootalaw. Now then, where'd I put my bike? Here she is. Come on, my beauty. Has anyone got a pump? I've got a bit of a flatty.
Don't worry, Bernard. I've got a puncture repair kit. You'll have it fixed in no time. Yeah, then you just use the irons to lever the bead of the tyre back onto the wheel frame.
Oh, yes, it's all coming back to me now. So then, time for a spot of lunch.
Well, to be honest, Bernard, I think we need to get on with the training. Look, do you see that white building down in the valley? Let's cycle down together and take it from there.
Come on, Bernard. I mean, once you get a taste for it, you'll be right back to your old self. You can do it. Just get back on and try again.
I'm sorry, Pet. It's this bloody seat. It's playing havoc with my piles.
What was his time, Derek?
80 seconds. And then he drank the second pint in under a minute.
Come here, Derek. You're my best mate.
On the clock. Fantastic.
I must admit, Brian, since he gave up smoking, he really does seem to have got a bit better. Mm.
You know, Sue, I'm really very pleased with Bernard's progress.
Yeah, it's amazing, Brian. He's really recaptured his old magic. I mean, who would have thought that only a week ago he could only manage 2 press-ups?
It's time to concentrate on other aspects of the competition. What we really need is some sort of rousing, sporting song to motivate Bernard's fans. Something that really captures the excitement of cycling.
Brian, that's a superb idea. What's more, it will really brighten up French radio. It always seems such a shame that the French are incapable of producing a decent pop song.
Mm.
Oh, except for Plastique Bertrand, of course. But even he was Belgian.
Plastic who?
Bertrand.
Look, we'd better get him in the studio right away.
Yes.
When I'm on the Tour de France, you won't get a second chance. Watch my wheels go round and round, and my legs go up and down. I'm going to win. I'm Bernard in. Oh! I'm going to win. I'm Bernard in. Oh!
There you are, Bernard Hinault there. Such a relief to be able to play something decent on French radio for once. Ah well, here once again is the birdie song.
Well, I suppose it does the job.
Bernard, I think we've reached the most difficult moment of all. You must have expected this sooner or later. Sue, Derek and I think the time has come for you to enter the race. You're ready, Bernard. It's now or never. Come on, everyone. Let's go and intercept the Tour de France.
Quickly, Bernard. The leaders will be arriving any minute.
Hey, isn't it against the rules to join the race at the end?
Don't be so thoughtless, Derek. Bernard's going to fight hard enough as it is.
Oh, perhaps we'd better give him some performance-enhancing drugs like they do in the Olympics.
There's no need for any of that, Brian. I feel fitter and stronger than I have for years. I really believe in myself. But whatever happens, when I hit that thin ribbon of road at the top of Mont Blanc, I'll be thinking of 3 postmen from Swanston Central Post Office. I think I'll take a bit of a head start, though, just in case. Right, here we go. Geronimo!
Go, Bernard, go!
Good luck, Bernard!
I hope it works out, Bernard.
Well, we all seem to have made it back to the sorting office implausibly quickly. And just in time for the race.
I'll switch the radio on.
And you join us here with the Tour de France still reeling from the last-minute entry of Bernard Hinault. Hinault, of course, the winner of the Mayo Jaune, a staggering 8 times when in his prime, although, of course, that was several years ago. Many people are wondering if he can possibly sustain that kind of performance now that he's well into his late 30s. And as they come into view, we can clearly see Hinault limping along nearly a mile behind the race leaders. John, you saw a bicycle once. Perhaps you can tell us something about the state of the race at this stage.
Well, Des, frankly, all this is really extraordinary. Against all advice, the contrary, Hinault has re-entered the Tour de France after several years out of professional cycling, and that really has to be an enormous mistake. And as we see them now making their way through Mirabel, Bernard Hinault is visibly struggling some 1.5 miles behind the main competitors. What a sad epitaph for this once great sportsman.
Ooh, Bernard's really leaving himself a lot to do if he's 1.5 miles behind.
Perhaps it's some sort of psychological tactic.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. He's lulling the race leaders into a false sense of security in order to force the error that will give him a clear lead.
Mm. Good God, Jez, this is absolutely remarkable.
What is it, John?
This is absolutely incredible. Eno is making an enormous effort and closing the gap on the race leaders at an unbelievable rate. He's bound to win.
Hey!
No, just kidding, mate. He's fallen off.
John, you old dog, you've got us all laughing back in the studio. Well, there you have it. Bernardino disgracing himself in the Tour de France. Putting an unforgettable black mark on an otherwise impeccable career.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. After all the work we put in.
Oh, well. At least he had a go.
Yeah, and he did increase interest in the sport. And even if it was only sadistic pleasure in watching him be humiliated. Anyway, we might make some money out of the song.
Yes. Hey, come on. It's no use us feeling bad about it. Let's sort some letters to cheer us all up a bit.
Lads! Lads!
Mr. Tilbury, whatever is the matter?
It's Jack Finlay, trapped in the main stack. We couldn't afford to keep the boilers off any longer. I'd be obliged if you'd inform his sister. And the baby, a cripple too. Oh, the shame, the shame.
Don't blame yourself, Mr. Tilbury, whatever the problem is.
Aye, lad, aye. Give my regards to your mother.
What's he on about now?
Hey, wait a minute. There's a letter here. In a Channel 4 envelope. And it's addressed to Katie Puckrick's grandmother.
I wonder if Katie took our advice and apologised for getting behind with her correspondence.
Oh, hang on.
Does she mention me at all?
Dear Granny, it was totally fantastic to get your zany letter. England is a zip. I met these three amazing guys, Brian, Sue and Captain Mapplethorpe. Take care, Katie. It's quite short, isn't it?
Don't worry about that, Brian. Old people are grateful for anything they get.
Can I see that letter a minute, please, Brian?
Sure. Hey, we might as well keep it. It'll be a nice memento of our trip.
Oh, that's a really nice idea, Brian. Besides, Katie's grandmother has waited this long. I mean, one more misunderstanding won't make any difference.
You're very quiet, Derek. What's up?
Can't believe Katie can do this to me. After all that's been between us.
Cheer up, Derek. I mean, Katie just wasn't right for you. I mean, I think you're setting your sights a bit too high. I mean, why don't you try and go out with someone who's much less attractive?
I think Sue's right, Derek. Listen, these things are bound to happen to you from time to time. Try and forget all about it. Hey, that's postal work.
The Young Postman starred Ben Miller as Brian, John Thompson as Derek, and Felicity Montague as Sue. Jim Barclay as Mr. Tilbury and Bernardino, Alistair McGowan as Captain Mapplethorpe and Desmond Lynham, Joanna Brooks as Melinda and Katie Puckrick, and David Mellor as Jack Finlay. The Young Postman was written by Ben Miller, music was by Murray Gold, and the producer was Gareth Edwards.